On the phone with us now, Violet Sanderson from the town of Afton. Good news for the town of Afton at the spring. A clean test not only conducted by the town, but the EPA. How's it look at the intermittent spring and Afton source of water, Violet?
It's looking pretty good, Dan. So we did do our sampling event where the EPA was on site. We also had DEQ here. That sampling event took place on September 26th. And so we've since been waiting on the results. We got the results late last week that obviously, for our samples, we did duplicate paired sampling during the sampling event, which means the town of Afton had a sampler there sampling for us, and EPA had their sanitary surveyor sampling for them. And both paired samples came back with a score of 0 on the MPA right at the spring. And we did do some additional sampling down from the spring, which was past the 97,000 gallon tank, because the EPA did say, based on the comments they received during the public hearing, they were concerned that potentially the tank itself had influenced some of our previous MPA scores. So it looks as though, based on the sample results, that is potentially what has been happening, because we did get two scores of 0 right at the mouth of the spring where we were able to sample, and we did get some low risk scores down a little bit further, but didn't receive zero scores on those. So
right,
it's good news.
Yes, it is good news right at the spring. That's where we're getting our water for Afton.
Absolutely. And obviously some of the things that came up on the MPA score that were down further past the tank is just things such as algae and diatoms. These are all things that are non-pathogenic and not really harmful to us to ingest. You know, the town of Afton does chlorinate their water as well, but just so the public is aware, we don't have anything, you know, detrimental to health within the system. And these are just basically used by the EPA as surface water indicators based on the MPA scoring and the consensus method that they use to score water systems. But this is good news for us. The EPA, I've spoken to an EPA staffer last week, and they basically said that they, based on the scores from the samples, they feel as though it was the tank that influenced the past scores. And so they're going to use that information to move forward and just help us look at what things that we can do with the tank to ensure that we don't have any influence from algae or diatoms in the tank. But yeah, it's good news moving forward. So we've been fighting this battle for quite a while, and it seems like finally they're listening to us. So we're happy about that.
Very good. I was in conversation with DEQ in Wyoming over the other side of the state last week, and they were even aware of this, of the good clean rating for the Afton water. So word's getting around. Good tests for Afton, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, obviously, we already knew our water was safe and good to drink. It's just now they finally have the results in hand so they can understand what we're talking about here.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add before we close out here? Violet Sanderson, town administrator.
One of the things that I would like to add, Dan, is our utility department, Josh Keebler, with our utility director. He actually did a lot of extra work, put in some time in regards to us even being able to have the sampling event we did. We went back and forth with some engineers and tried to discuss the possibilities of sampling right at the source and how that could happen. And Josh, as well as our current mayor, Jeff Jensen, worked together to kind of devise a plan for doing that. And I think it worked out great. And it was okay. We spent about 12 hours all together with the EPA, DEQ, and the town of Afton folks. And we all got along and everything went well. So I don't think there was anything more we could ask for. So appreciate our utility director, our current mayor, for all their hard work and everything they do to work for our public and keep their best interest at heart.
Good job, Afton. Clean tests coming back for the water. That's Violet Sanderson, town administrator for Afton.